Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080, 401-800-727-5955, 1 hour away from your friend of mine, Tom Likas, followed by the world-famous Bill Hendry Radio Extravaganza. Oh, there's a great moment, by the way. Here's a great radio moment. I was in Kennewick over Christmas, and my mom, who I adore, who is a saint of a woman, was tuning in on the internet to listen to my show, which is always like a dicey proposition anyway. I try to discourage her from doing that because, you know, threesomes and whatnot. So my mom...
The one day that you asked me if I kissed a girl, my grandma was listening.
At least you didn't come out and say yes. You said enough that we all assume it's yes, but you didn't actually say yes. Anyway, so my mom is at work, and she works in this hospital, you know, surrounded by, like, old people. And so she has the show on anyway. And it's not even about my show. She tuned in early because she didn't want to miss it. You know, she didn't want to miss her little man on the radio. So she tunes in at, like, 11:30, and what she hears, Phil Hendry. And so we get to Kennewick that night, and my mom, and there was the most absurd guest on the radio this morning. I could not believe the thing that, well, what were you listening to? I was listening to Phil Hendry, and he had the most, I was so horrified by his guest, and I'm like, well, you know, the deal is that's Phil Hendry. No, I mean the guest. I know, the guest is Phil Hendry, too, Mom. No. This guest was on, and he was taking pictures of his penis and handing them out to the women at work. And it took me and my brother Wayne had to do the tag team on her to finally convince her that the guest was Hendry, too. So. Anyway, Hendry and I just hit my teeth in the microphone. Just pulled a Christina there. Ow. So Hendry and I at 7 p.m. Of a tree of penis. All right, coming up here in just a few, we'll finish talking to Jolie about how you can spot that a chick is easy. And of all people, a chick should know. Because you ever go to a bar, you go to a mall, a restaurant, airport, hospital, taco shop, and other girls walk in, what does your girlfriend always say? Look at that hoe.
No, some of the preppiest looking girls I know are the biggest sluts imaginable. I mean, God.
Well, okay, but we need to make a distinction here. I will acknowledge you cannot always... A girl who is a slut may not always look like one, but a girl who looks like a slut is. You know what I mean? It doesn't work both ways. Sometimes there's undercover sluts.
Maybe they just like, are you talking about like revealing clothing?
I don't know. It's not even just their clothing. I don't want to be one of those, look at her, she's asking for it, her ankles are uncovered. I'm not saying that. But
haven't you heard of, you know, somebody that likes to tease? I mean, I think that's
what I'm talking
too.
About. At least you're being honest and calling it teasing. Because you know what most women call it? Flirting. And flirting is teasing, of course.
Girls like to show you what you can't get.
Well, that's exactly what it is. Anytime a woman says that she's flirting, just insert the word tease, because that's what that really is. And they try to use this softer... It's like when Ronald Reagan called the MX missile the peacekeeper. It's not a peacekeeper, it's a missile. When they called nuclear war, what is it? It's a nuclear exchange. Makes it sound like we're all trading presents at Hanukkah. You know what I mean? That's what flirting is. Flirting is teasing, which is fine. I mean, you want tease. I'm saying that we're on to you. We know what it means. I forget what we've been talking about. Anyway, so we'll get back to Jolie and how you can tell that a chick is easy, which was the how chicks think question. We got Rob at the House of Rick in a moment. I got this Israeli Arab porn story we'll get to. Richard Nunn from the WB. And again, like us in an hour. Don't go anywhere. We'll return momentarily to this part of the program. This, however, is Tim Riley. He's the reason you paid your money. He's in the KOTK newsroom.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
205, Tim Riley with news brought to you by Everybody's Garden Center. The parents of Edward Morris claim their son is a loving, doting parent. Paul Morris also said his son was a devout Christian, and the Word of God was his centerpiece of his life. He's also accused of killing his wife and three kids. Meanwhile, this guy's on a suicide watch in the Who's Got. They don't think he's going to do it. He was smiling and joking with the cops. Anyway, Tillamookians are happy he's in custody.
Goodness. That's where he needs to be, in jail, for sure. I hope they find out what happened and why.
You know, something like that hits the community hard, you know, no matter where it is.
So maybe killing his family was a last resort. Maybe he tried turning them into pillars of salt or something, and that just wouldn't come together. And, you know, then he tried putting them in some sort of an ark and setting them out to sea. And so he just had, you know, maybe he just worked his way on down.
Well, he was one of those promise makers, wasn't
maybe
he?
Maybe he tried, you know, like plagues and boils and locusts, and he came to naught. And so he just felt like he had no choice but to do it. He did it Abraham style.
Maybe it turned out for one of those $900 loans to take his kids to Disney World we hear so much about.
I'm just going to pull back from the microphone. I'm not going to say anything about
it. Well, there's some other things going on. The Clark County Courthouse in the coup briefly evacuated today after a bomb threat was made to emergency dispatchers. Came in at 9:45. The male caller stated there was a bomb in the Clark County Courthouse. So they sent in the dogs and nothing suspicious was found. Well, the World Cup sled dog racing season begins today in Bend. I bet our friend Christina is taking that in.
What?
The World Cup sled dog racing season is beginning in Bend.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It is the Attaboy 300, a 7-day, 300-mile state race across Central Oregon. It has a $55,000 wow prize.
So
imagine that.
Isn't really a world competition so much as it is a competition for Hicks and Bend.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. During the race, 34 dog sleds will race the Central Oregon High Desert in Cascades on trails that feature more than 52,000 feet of climbing.
Am I the only one who views... I don't want to sound like a tree hugger, but am I the only one that views dog racing as just sort of unnecessarily cruel?
Barbaric.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's like... And I'm not even some big animal rights guy, but it just seems like... I don't know. It just seems like you really want to impress me. Why doesn't your ass run across 100 miles of frozen tundra? You know what I mean?
Instead of torturing your animal to pull you in a sled.
Sure. I mean, that's, you know, you go get 15 dogs, probably rather just be laying around licking themselves, you know, and you strap them to the front of a sled. Haul me now! Don't you always secretly want those dogs to turn on their owners and just, you know, and just consume them? I mean, that's what I'd want. So I'm just saying, it just bugs me.
Well, that is a thought, isn't it? It's going to be sunny for the next couple of days or so.
As a general rule, can I just tell you this right now? And again, I'm not, you all know me. I'm not a hippie. I'm not a tree hugger. I'm not Trey Arrow. I'm not crapping in a box on a ledge. I'm just saying I love stories about animals turning on humans. I love them, especially when humans are getting all uppity.
One's in the zoo.
Well, in the zoo, sure, yeah. There was some guy. We had some story on about 6-7 months ago. Some guy, some keeper in the cage. There's some python or some, you know, some snake that kills people. Anyway, and so it wasn't moving around enough to amuse the tourists at the zoo, so the handler got in there, started poking it with a stick. Next thing you know, dead handler. Fine with me. You know, you're poking a snake with a stick, you get what's coming to you. That's all I'm saying.
How about when the elephant steps on the train and turns him into a pancake?
This is the other thing I'm going to say. You all know my favorite humans get turned on by animal story, which is about a year and a half ago. I've mentioned the story before in Africa. They were doing some, or not Africa. Where is it they have elephants? Is it Africa or is it South America or both?
I think it's in...
They don't have elephants in South America.
Maybe it's somewhere. Anyway, it was in Africa. Wait, where are they have elephants? Anyway, so they're doing clear cutting. They're going there to clear cutting down a village, you know, to make room for Walmarts or... You know, Kathy Lee's clothing factories or whatever it is. So they're clear cutting down all of this, you know, all of this growth. The elephants, of course, have to relocate. The elephants are like, well, you know, but we live here, which comes out, you know, and no, 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 you have to leave. So they drive the elephants into the brush.
Can you say that again?
And so they drive the elephants away. The humans set up tents, set up a little village there. And start camping in so they can start building things. In the dead of night, around 2:30 in the morning, all the elephants come back, trample all the humans into a fine paste. And you know what?
That happened?
Sure. And you know what? You were asking for it. You go in there and you just kick a community of elephants out. I mean, they're huge. They're bigger than you. They're going to stop taking your guff at some point. I'm not saying I'm happy that people are dead, but I'm saying you push at nature, nature pushes back occasionally. It's not just Alfred Hitchcock who thought that. It's me, too. All right.
Don't mess with those elephants.
Tim Wright.
I think we already said it's going to keep being sunny, and it will. We're not changing our minds. There's no rain in the forecast, which is good. Tim Wright in the KOTK Newsroom, live around the world at KOTK.com.
This hour is brought to you by... There we go. This hour of the show, this thing, it's brought to you by Michael Hacker Photography. Wedding photography with style and elegance done your way. For more info on Michael Hacker Photography, check on michaelhacker.com or call 503-816-4944. 503-816-4944. That's Michael Hacker. All right. What the hell are we doing? Oh, so how you can spot when a girl is easy. The way you can spot that a guy is easy is a lot simpler. It's just if they're breathing, they're above ground, you know that they're easy. When it comes to women, though, it's like guys feel like they need some secret Captain Marvel decoder ring. You know what I mean? Like they have some Rosetta Stone that, you know, just, you put all the coordinates in it with like a slide rule. Oh, yes, she's easy. I can tell now. But it's just so difficult. So before we get back to Jolie's thing, we have Rob at the house of Rick. What's up with you?
Hey, Rick, man, I got a couple. Jolie said you can't judge a book by its cover.
Which is a lie.
Okay, well, you know, when you're at a bar and then a chick's got the Wonder Bra on and a shirt that's, you know, cut to the navel.
Yeah.
And you stare at them and they come over and slap you in the face. You know, if you don't want to be stared at, don't paint on your outfit.
Well, no.
Well, that's, you know, and you can judge a book by its cover.
Completely.
If a chick is, you know, not like Mariah Carey on TRL. you know, not wearing undergarments and then wearing a skirt, you can pretty much tell what she's looking for.
Seriously, and we were just talking about this during the break. We were talking about girls named Brandy, and we were saying that that girl always has either bleached, you know, it's either colored blonde or colored black hair.
Don't forget the Raiders jacket.
The Raiders jacket or the hoodie that goes all the way down to the ankles. She's always there doing scratch-off tickets or clutching a bunch of Powerball slips that she's bought. Always with some kid that's got the pacifier stuck in his mouth with a real dirty face. You know that chick would do you for a carton of Luckies.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Same, you know, same one that's coming out of the 7-Eleven with a kid in her arm, just bought a carton of Marlboros.
Right, you know she's easy.
Exactly.
So I'll be honest, though. I mean, I'll cop to the fact that sometimes girls who are easy don't look it. But girls who look it are easy. That's exactly what it is.
Exactly.
I'm willing to admit that there's girls, you know, I think we've all met one or two of these in our day who are refined. They seem very cultured on the surface. Underneath, just as nasty as you can possibly imagine.
Or you would like to imagine, like, a librarian that you just got a book from.
Sure, or the bank teller. Can I just tell you this? Let me just talk to you about the Washington Mutual downtown. You want to talk about a bank where every girl is a knockout. You go to the Washington Mutual by Pioneer Square, man, they are...
You just go in and pull out $5 15 times in a day.
I can pull out five something. I mean, it's just, they're unbelievably
healthy. And they have the best service of any bank anywhere. You're out there, no matter how long the line is, in like 30 seconds.
Is this just the downtown one?
Yep, just the downtown one.
Pioneer Square, they got it going on, man. They're
That's
just
my
good
bank.
On every level. And you'd like to imagine those chicks are hot, but yeah, but the girl who's coming out of the 7-Eleven, fat girl, big ass, Winnie the Pooh t-shirt, that girl is easy.
Oh, yeah. Hey, baby, I'll buy you one of those quarter-pound Big Bites.
Completely. I'll buy you some King Cobra malt liquor.
Okay. I didn't say you can't always judge the book by the cover.
No, you said you can't. That's a blanket statement.
I said you can't always.
I don't think that's even a blanket statement.
Come on.
All right. I'm just saying. They don't even have King Cobra malt liquor here, do they? It's only a California thing, I guess. It's funny to me how people choose certain brands of things that are fundamentally all the same. Like, if people have a brand loyalty to malt liquor. Like, what?
What about Night Train?
Night Train.
Oh, man, I've had bad experiences. I know they sell it in Bremerton.
Do they sell it at the liquor store, or do they... I forget. I don't know. I don't know. I don't have
it's just like
an
awful
so.
Cherry thick wine.
Well,
is that like Mad Dog?
No.
Yeah.
I know what it is, but I don't know how... In Oregon, you can't buy that at convenience stores or supermarkets here, right? You would have to buy that at a liquor store. Wouldn't you, Night Train, if they even sell it?
I'm not sure. I know that I bought it at convenience stores
in California,
Bremerton.
And California Night Train 2020, all of that's Boone's Farm... Is all of that stuff. It's right there next to the Lunchables. You know, right there in the counter. You know what I mean? It's right there in the little refrigerated section of the right there. Capri Sun, Night Train. All right. Hey, here's a quick story before we hit the take. Scott here. Let me say this about the Night Train. I was working at the Rock 106 in Spokane, Washington. They sell you these promotional kits to try to. They sell you these little gigaws, these little tchotchkes, these. Like novelty items that the record companies will send you to get your attention to pay, you know, so you'll pay attention to a record they're sending you. Like, here's a good example. Alice Cooper had this song he put out called, horrible song, called Love's a Loaded Gun, but whatever. So to get your attention, though, they sent a huge Super Soaker that said Alice Cooper on the side. Because, you know, gun, Love's a Loaded Gun, Super Soaker, whatever. Anyway, so when the last Dan Baird solo album came out, which was called Love Songs for the Hearing Impaired, I believe, or Buffalo Nickel, one of the two, they sent it, and it came with an instant white trash kit. And it was a box that had the Wife Beater t-shirt, wife beater t-shirt, like some, you know, some like fake tattoos that you would apply, and then a big bottle of Night Train. They're right there. And I never actually had Night Train. You just sort of hear about it in Guns N' Roses songs. And so you want to talk about just drinking like lighter fluid. I mean, why would you
It's so thick, it doesn't even seem like,
It's like Ripple. Have you ever had Ripple?
The last time I drank it was 6 years ago, and I still can't even think about it.
I can't even imagine what a hangover from that would be like. I mean, it's a mean wine. I don't even know what I'm talking about. All right. Okay. Moving on. Let's go to Southeast. It's Scott. He's a full-time listener. What's up with you?
Oh, hey, man. I'm sorry. You just interrupted my reverie thinking of Boone's Farm apple wine and vodka cocktails.
Boone's Farm apple wine, which seems to be the sort of drink of choice for young kids going to rock shows, at least back in the 80s it was. Like, if you're going to see AC/DC or Dokken, you'd load up on the Boone's Farm beforehand.
Absolutely. Yeah. But actually, the reason why I called was I have a good story about. I'm from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I know that you have a certain aversion to that locale. But I was at a bar there, and I went to the jukebox, and there was a woman standing there. Didn't look particularly easy, but I asked her to step out of the way, and she asked me what I was going to play, and I just said, "I'm going to put in $15 a fog hat."
Yeah,
and it worked.
Fog hat is. I don't know. Any woman who listens, you can totally tell that if you're at a jukebox and a woman is putting in Bachman Turner Overdrive or Foghat or probably Kid Rock.
Or Dio.
Dude, Dio is the home run. Dio, you know she's probably got a friend at home that she'll wake up to bring into the room with you.
That's right.
$15 a Foghat. That's a great name for an album. That's a totally great name for a band or for some sort of a tribute night at a bar. Kid Rock on the Lay It On Me song on Conky. Kid Rock has a song about them where he says, I can love you like that, da 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 da, I'd rather F to fog hat. Who puts that in the song? How cool is that? All right. Anyway, I forgot where we even were now. Let's see, subject line, Gabe. Rick, how can you have a full-on threesome with protection? I mean, there's just certain things that go on if it's done right. Let's all stop and think about what that must mean. There's just certain things that go on if it's done right. Oh, I know what he's talking about there. All right.
I don't clue us in.
No, I think he's just... Well, I don't want to get all grabbed. I'm just saying... I think that there's... Anyway. Also, sounds like Sarah's going to be a little amorous tonight, talking about that and the way she snagged that pee puppet, which is the puppetry of the penis video from you.
I have a VCR in here. You can go ahead and bring that over anytime.
You're going to do that while you're... Are you running Lycus
today? I'm running Lycus today. I'm still going to watch it while I'm doing it.
So you're listening to Tom watching puppetry of the penis.
Gosh, life couldn't be better.
I was going to say, how much... I'll just get you some pats.
Can you go get me a bottle of Night Train, please?
Yeah, get you some Ripple and life will be a big bat in a thousand over there. He signs it, wet spot. Mike, and then F. Matt with the Epcot Globe.
This F. Matt is sponsored by Vancouver Pipe and Tobacco.
Yeah, I don't... Let's not dwell on part of that. Let's see. Rick, I've been telling a friend about you for the longest time, and she's listening from work today. We're picking them off one at a time, baby. Where's Matt today? Haven't heard of him at all. Matt's in Orlando, ostensibly for a family reunion, but basically just because he's your shiftless gold bricker. I'm going to Bend this weekend. Anybody want me to look up? I think I'll go find her house and drink beer with John. They aren't on vacation. I've never heard of two unemployed people who travel so much. What are they, 60 and Social Security recipients? Tell Sarah she's awesome. I'd love to be intern for a day. F. Matt with a reindeer from Bend.
This F. Matt is sponsored by NorthwestPipes.com.
And then here's how it's signed. Please say hi to my friend, your newest listener, Brandy. With an I. With an I. In Portland. A girl named Brandy. And also write this down. Just make a note about this. A girl named Brandy will always do you. A girl named Brandy, a girl named
Misty.
Misty or Missy, either without the T or with the T. Misty or Missy will always do you. Candy, a girl named Candy will always do you. A girl named Chrissy, there's probably a better than even chance, especially if it's K-R-I-S-S-I. Chrissy will always do you, probably like at a metal shop class or some sort of a... some sort of a vocational class that she's taking as part of, like, her GED course. So, anyway. It's 503-250-1080. Richard Nunn coming up later on. We've also got... I got this story about Israeli-Arab porn and all that. Don't go... plus, we got a web pad. We're going to give away that web pad later on before the end of the hour, so don't go anywhere. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. 1-800-727-5955. It's a Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. Here's CMX. You stay there.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Okay, here is Sarah Dillon with the traffic.
Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
See, now I got all these people wanting to be in the studio for the penis origami thing.
Well, I mean, I don't think you realize how famous they are. I've read articles about them.
They were on Leno. There was a huge scandal about being on Leno. I don't even know if I should thank the person who hooked me up with the puppetry of the penis guy. She probably doesn't want to be... There was...
Doesn't want to be associated with
I
it.
I shouldn't say it. There's someone that we know who works at a certain family-friendly radio station who was approached, so to speak, by the penis puppetry guys. And she deflected them my way. She said, not so much for us, but talk to... But they said genital origami. She thought Rick. It just screamed Rick. All right. Subject line, thick drinks. Rick, oh, this is from Autumn, the porn princess. Rick, the kids next door like Thunderbird. Any flavor with a packet of Kool-Aid mixed into it. They call it Thunder Chicken. Oh, those crazy kids and their brain-destroying drinks. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. We're going to get Jay. We're going to get Jay regarding Gabe here in just a moment. And we'll talk to our good friend Alicia from Barbarella as well. Also Richard Nunn. Let's welcome to the show, though.
I know what boys like. I know what guys like.
The one and only lovely and charming Big Gay Sarah.
I know what
What's up with you?
How
you
I doing? Wanted to comment on Jolie and the Easy Girls.
Yeah, well, see, you probably know how to spot Easy Girls.
And this is going to both lose me my membership in the lesbian club and the women's club.
Okay.
You look for the chunky girl sitting next to the really hot girl.
Okay, so it's the slightly chunky friend who is a sidecar to the
exactly.
hot chick.
Exactly. She will do, you buy her a couple drinks, play nice, be really nice to her, and then she'll do just about anything for you because everyone always hits on the hot girl. Nobody ever hits on the chunky girl.
And so it's she's storing it up.
Exactly.
She's storing up that love like it's a thing that's stored. I don't know. Like it's like in a there's some hot water heater analogy, but I don't know what it is.
Exactly, because guys always go for the hot girl. And what they don't realize is the hot girl gets it all the time. It's the chunky, not-so-hot friend that you can get anything from.
And probably, now it seems to me also, and maybe you can either refute or confirm this, it seems to me that if you're with the girl who maybe isn't used to getting hit on, or you're with the girl who maybe kind of gets overlooked, that girl will probably, yeah, she'll probably try or experiment with like anything you can think of at least once.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you just say, well, what's this? Well, I've got a jackhammer and three camels at back. I'm going to bring them on in here with some oil. You know, they're like, all right, there you go. You know, she'll probably, the slightly chunky overlooked girl will probably do anything.
Exactly.
Now, is that who you target?
Sometimes.
All right. Does it just depend if you're just, I mean, if you're just going out, see, I don't know how not only how chicks think, I don't know how gay chicks think. So, you may be different. You may not be the typical lesbian, but you go out some nights and you're just looking for the love. You're not looking for the relationship. You're just looking for the good time for that night.
Exactly.
And so on those evenings where you're just looking to go out, get some, and get out, you look for that girl, that slightly chunky friend?
Yes.
Oh, dude, I gotta see.
I'm just like, I shouldn't be a lesbian because I don't get into that whole love processing relationship. I'm all about cheap and sleazy.
You know, and see, how unfair is this? This is like some Greek punishment or Lady Hawk or something. That, you know, you're the chick who just wants to go out, have the cheap, sleazy sex, no love, no relationship, and of course, that yeah, and what every guy wants, and if you're completely, like, on the other side of, like, so far on the other side of the fence that there's just no way, and so it's just,
yeah,
it's just, it's an unfair world we live in.
It really is.
All right. I bet you are the greatest person, short of Lycus himself, to spend an evening with. Like, I'd like to see you and Tom out.
Oh, my God.
Liquored up.
So much fun.
And just liquored up in an El Camino, just out on the town looking for action.
Yeah.
All right. You're the coolest. All right. Thanks. There you go. There's a Big Gay Sarah. Man, that'd be an evening. It would take you months. You'd be in traction by the end of that evening. You know, just Tom Lycus and Big Gay Sarah. It's like Dylan and the Dead together at last. The legendary meeting. All right, 1-800-727-5955. We're going to get Jay in a moment, and we're going to bring him on just a second. Also, Alicia from Barbarella. Gabe, let's welcome our good friend, colleague and ladies' man extraordinaire, meteorologist Richard Nunn for the WB. Hey, hey.
Hey, what's happening?
What do you got, brother man?
I was just taking notes. It's a jackhammer and camels. Was that three?
Well, that's on the... You don't want to do that on the first date. But, I mean, that's after you've lured them in a little bit and gotten them comfortable.
That's three glasses of wine. Come on.
before we even go any further, did you hear the whole thing about Gabe and the threesome?
No, I sure didn't.
Dude, you got... What do you do? You got
to
listen to the show.
Do you even listen to the show?
Yeah, do you even listen to the show when you're not on?
The headset that I have when I go run doesn't have AM. It's only FM.
Oh, okay, we got to take care of that. I don't know if that's all about. It's like only having a rotary phone or something. Okay, here's the thing. Real quickly, before we get Jay, just so you know, because this is what Jay's going to comment on. This listener, Gabe, who had sent us some questions for How Chicks Think, questions of a different nature, he emailed us last week and he said, hey, my friend's wife has set me up with a threesome, and the threesome is the friend's cousin and the cousin's friend. So the wife isn't involved. But the friend's wife set him up with the cousin and the cousin's friend. And so we tracked for like 2 or 3 days as the threesome sort of, like on NORAD, how the threesome was sort of coming together on the radar. And then it actually happened this weekend. It was his first time, you know. It was the weekend he became a man. And so we've been following just the whole deal about this. And there's all of this other weirdness. Like, the threesome happened at the friend's house. The friend and his wife weren't there. But the friend and his wife wanted the threesome to happen at their house. And so we're thinking they either secretly filmed it or they're swingers and they just get off on it or something. It's all very,
Yeah, I'm sensing videotape. I'm sensing internet porn.
It's all very sordid. Let's welcome Jay in Vancouver. Jay, what's up with you?
Oh, not a whole lot. I guess I'm a little worried about myself because I obviously pay attention to the show far more than I should.
Yeah, well, either one of us should.
I'm calling about the accuracy of Gabe's story.
Okay.
So if you remember, last week you were talking to him and you were asking him what the cousin's friend looked like.
Uh-huh.
And at the time he said, busty blonde Pam Lee would be...
He kind of said Pam Anderson, yeah.
Yeah. Now, today in his interview, he said that they were both dark-haired Latinas.
Oh, that is true. Now, you think that maybe he's scamming us.
Could it be he's lying?
I'm not sure if he's a scamming, because it's not like, you know, every 5 seconds he's trying to throw in a www dot anything, but...
Well, maybe... Now, if memory serves... Now, I'm not sure about this, but I think last week... We said, well, what do the two girls look like, the cousin and the cousin's friend? He met the cousin, but he only saw a picture of the cousin's friend. He hadn't met them both physically.
So you're thinking maybe a high school dye job picture.
Well, yeah, or, you know, or a blurry picture, or maybe he met the cousin and the cousin described the friend. You know, and chicks change, like Sarah changes her hair. Like every 3 days, Sarah's got a new head on her shoulder. So, I mean, you couldn't even, you know, it's like she's one of those big Barbie heads that, you know, when you're a kid that you practice, you just change out the girls, you know, every day they're cutting the thing. Anyway, so maybe he hadn't met the friend. I don't know. He's bringing his pictures supposedly this week.
All right. Well, it's just something to grill him on, maybe. I was just calling because I know there's. I'm not the only anal retentive listener that might have caught that.
No. It's anal retentive. That's a plus on this show because the information, the details come fast and furious. You got to be. It's good that you pay attention. You got to follow everything here.
All right. Peace out, brother.
All right. There he goes. Jay in Vancouver. All right. So we're trying to check out the veracity, Richard, of the story.
With the pictures. You want photo proof.
He's bringing us pictures of the girls. He says they're not nude, but he's bringing us pictures, supposedly, of the girls. I guess the deal is him and the two girls were over at the friend's house with the friend and the wife.
Mm-hmm.
Five of them were drinking.
Right.
And then later on, the friend and the friend's wife are like, well, we're going to go out for a few hours. We'll be back later, leaving them in the house to have the threesome. He said the whole thing took about an hour, you know, maybe it was like the first, you know, first crack at that action, you know, and the whole threesome took about an hour. Then afterwards they got dressed, went out in the living room, drank a little more, then he went home, and he said the door was definitely left open for a second shot at that. So I guess we're trying to maybe confirm or clarify some of the details.
Hmm.
But that led us into this whole discussion of how you can spot a girl who is easy.
Well, you know, go to Nordstrom.
It's just anywhere?
Yeah, just wander around. No, I'm joking. God.
Say that you're on TV.
Like telltale signs aside from the tight clothes and 80s hair.
Well, see, that's the thing. If they've got the big, huge, crunchy hair, if they've got the, there's probably some sort of makeup giveaway.
If they're on their third or fourth glass of Chardonnay.
If they've got bright red nails, and here's the other thing about the nails. If the nails have little fake diamonds in them, you know, they're like girls get the nail job where they've got the bright red nails with little diamonds or little, you know, stripes, you know what I'm talking about,
oh, yeah,
in the nail design. I think that probably means that they're good for a good time.
So overly processed hair and nails are...
I think. I mean, so it would seem that. So it would seem to me. I don't know.
And almost any leopard print that is worn. Almost, or any animal print, I'll say. If you have zebra stripe pants or a leopard top or something, that's almost a dead giveaway.
I think a lot of pink, probably. Especially if the clothing looks a little dirty and hasn't been washed in a while. So sort of dirty pink clothing. Let's talk to our good friend Gabe at the Crystal. Gabe, what's up with you?
Not much.
Now, this isn't threesome Gabe.
No, this isn't threesome Gabe. This is Crystal Ballroom.
Gabe at the Crystal Ballroom.
The original Gabe.
Yeah, what do you think? Old school Gabe.
Old school, Gabe. Anyways, I got to concur with Big Gay Jessica there. Yeah, you're a bastard, too. My roommate again, but always go for the chunky one when there's two there and one is obviously like the hot one. Always go for the chunky one.
And you know the thing
is, give you some.
And it's just like they're in a movie where there's always the one guy's comic relief. It does seem to be like a biological imperative that the good looking girl. It's the yin yang thing. I don't know. It's like that Twins movie with DeVito and Schwarzenegger. There's always the tall, good looking one, and then they got a dumpy one.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not talking like always go for the incredibly ugly one that stinks. But you know, like where I'm working at, I mean, I see this every night. There's always like there's the good looking girl, and then there's the less good looking girl. And
it's true.
If you want to improve your odds, then always go for the less lesser good-looking girl than the better-looking girl. Cause, and it actually, what even works better than that, this is a good tip I have, is actually be mean to the really good-looking girl in front of the lesser good-looking girl's friend. Because all women kind of, you know, they play off that really easy. So if you're kind of mean to her, like not like call her names, but... Yeah, just be a little mean, a little cold to her, but be really warm to the other girl.
Dude,
bam, you're in there, man.
I thought way too much about this.
Hey, we're all way on the cat every night. Absolutely.
Every night, and I partake of it almost every night. So.
All right, excellent. There you go. There's Dave at the Crystal. All right, see, so it's just, you know, we each know a little bit. Together, we know it all, Richard.
The entire network should be called How Guys Think with Rick Emerson.
No, yeah, well, but I mean, How Guys Think. Guys really don't think. Guys are really, and I don't, by which I don't mean that we're dumb. I just mean that guys are all about the visceral response. Guys are very binary. It's like a computer. You push this button, you'll get this response all the time.
We don't think, we just react.
Right, that's the thing, is guys are all about, yeah, guys are all about cause and effect. Women are, you know, women think and have, quote, feelings and emotions. And it's all very complex. Hey, have you seen these puppetry of the penis guys?
Yes, I have.
They're going to be in studio with us on Friday. Maybe you can kiss one of them.
I don't think so.
You're bent on kissing some dude. Have you seen their act?
I think I saw it on HBO, like on one of those real sex things.
Yeah, you got to be here on Friday. They're going to be in here because they're performing at the Aladdin or something in a couple weeks. We're going to get tickets to give away.
Really?
Yeah, and they have a press conference at the Hilton.
Do Sarah and I get tickets?
This Friday. I don't know. Depends on how nice you are to me. So.
Come on, Richard. Come in and watch it. It's going to be funny.
Okay.
All right. Yeah? So that's this Friday. You got to be here for that. Hey, what's the weather going to be like?
It's going to be really nice through Wednesday. Thursday it starts to get cloudy again, but late Wednesday it looks like our first chance for any kind of rain, and that's less than 10% right now. Highs aren't going to warm up that much because we're going to trap sort of like under an inversion, but it will actually be a reverse effect. If you go to the coast, because the offshore flow, it's going to be warmer, or if you go higher in the elevations, it will also be more mild than what it would typically be here for this time of year.
Excellent. Hey, I missed the Portland wrestling this weekend, by the way. Was it good?
I did see parts of it, actually. We were... at a sports bar flipping through, and we caught parts of it, and I thought it looked pretty good.
Yeah, I'm without a TiVo right now, so I'll have to wait until I get the TiVo to
talk. What happened to your TiVo?
Oh, it's a long story. I'll tell you on Thursday. The big bad scene. All right, Richard Nunn from the WB. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. All right, it's time to give away that webpad from our good friends at Budget Computers, by the way. The webpad going, as they say, out the door to the first person who can answer this question. In the movie Back to the Future, the name of Michael J. Fox's band was what? In the movie Back to the Future, the name of Michael J. Fox's band was what? First correct answer at 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Scores a webpad from Budget Computers. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show with Alicia from Barbarella on the way. Sit down.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Okay, so it looks like Gabe is going to be bringing us the pictures. Well, it looks like maybe Friday or something. I'll figure it out on the other side. Here's Sarah with the traffic.
Traffic is still looking good.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 1-800-727-5955. So coming up this Saturday at Satyricon, I think like at 9:30 or so is when the show starts. So we never did come up with a name for it, by the way. We should call it the... I don't know, my wit is escaping me. But this is the whole business of the Tim Riley factor having to play again and so forth. So this coming Saturday, January 11th, the Satyricon starting at 9:30, there's going to be, it's a great show. It's coming up with a bunch of bands who listen to the Rick Emerson Show, including 800 Octane, Barbarella, Porn Star Janitor, Dry County Crooks. I believe Hog Whitman's going to be performing. The Tim Riley Factor is ostensibly supposed to perform a small set. We'll see if that comes together. But we're going to be there. I'll be doing the emceeing thing. Sarah's going to be there. I imagine Matt's going to be there. A bunch of the crew is going to be there. So it's a good time. Basically, it's just a rock show that we're going to happen to be at. So if you want to see a good show, it's going to be a good time. It's coming up this Saturday. It's at Satyricon at 9:30. Again, featuring 800 Octane, Barbarella, Pornstar Janitor, Dry County Crooks, a bunch of bands who listen to the Rick Emerson Show. Good bands, all of them. We're going to talk to Alicia from Barbarella in just one moment. Let's go to the phones. talk to Matt. Are you calling from an airport?
I'm at Portland Airport.
Why?
I'm at work.
Oh, you work at the airport. I thought you were just, like, calling from a plane and you were just listening to us in violation of many laws or something, eh? All right. So the question is, for a web pad from the good folks at Budget Computer, what is the name of Michael J. Fox's band in Back to the Future?
They're the Pinheads.
Excellent. There you go. Put you on hold. And Jolie there will get your information. You can come pick up your web pad here from Budget Computers. Tim and Rick there, the guys who do computer time on the weekends, 8 to 10 on Saturday. Good show. We want to thank Stan, the man. It's like some law. When you say Stan, you got to say the man. Thanks, Stan, for that question. Stan, he of the Simpsons character of myself. Let's welcome to the show Alicia, bass player extraordinaire from Barbarella, one of our favorite bands. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
So this Saturday at Satyricon, so you guys are playing 800 Octane, Dry County Crooks, Pornstar Janitor, all playing Satyricon this Saturday.
Right. And the Tim Riley Factor.
And the Tim Riley. But see, here's the thing, is that when Chris from Barbarella first sort of floated this by us, he's like, no, you guys got to come play. And I foolishly just said yes, like a month ago.
Uh-huh.
You know, or longer. I mean, it was like before Thanksgiving even. I'm like, yeah, no problem. And we would love to do it because it was just months in the future. And now it's less than a week away, and I just kind of tell you, we've got nothing. It's just going to be the biggest train wreck, the biggest disaster. Sarah hasn't even started practicing.
I haven't touched a keyboard in like about 5 years, I think.
And she's got to replace Christina, which isn't all that hard on the keyboard, because Christina was
but I really, really, really don't want to do this.
Yeah, well, especially because, see, this is the great thing, is you know, and your boyfriend's on the bill, too. See, that's the best slash worst thing about this. It's easier for me, because my boyfriend's not playing on, you know, later on in the night or before us or whatever. I don't even know when.
Yeah, because I'm sure my keyboarding skills would show them up.
So you're going to be the Linda McCartney now.
I'll be the Yoko.
Well, no, because if you're a Yoko, we just unplug your keyboard. That's a John.
Please do.
So you guys in Barbarella, are you all psyched and amped and ready to play this?
Yeah, we're pretty excited. Let's see, we're trying to practice. I don't know. We're having a hard time getting together to practice this week.
Is it just disintegrating in a haze of drunkenness?
Yeah, I'm starting to feel like I'm in Spinal Tap or something. No pods, please. Anything but theatrics.
Well, you guys are on like your 50th drummer, right?
Right.
So I don't even know what the order of the bands is. I'm not even sure when we're going on. There's so much I've yet to figure out.
Can we go on in the very beginning so hardly anyone's there?
Yeah.
Get it over with.
I don't know. I don't even know who's really putting this all together. I guess Chris and Paul from Dry County Crooks.
I think so, but it's all very confusing. And I, of course, being egocentric, I'm just massively concerned with my own, you know, my own segment of this. And the Tim Riley factor is just going to be an abortion. It's just going to be just a huge disaster. It's just so the good thing is that you guys are going to look great no matter how badly Barbarella or any of the other bands play. You guys are just going to look like Segovia. You guys are going to look like Van Halen compared to the rest of us.
So this is going to be our last show too, is Barbarella.
What? You're breaking up?
Not breaking up, but just kind of ending Barbarella.
Going on a hiatus?
The name, yes.
Going to pursue other options?
We need new songs.
Oh, God. All right, Alicia from Barbarella, who you can see along with the rest of Barbarella, 800 Octane, Dry County Crooks, Pornstar Janitor, and the Tim Riley Factor, this coming Saturday at Satyricon. Show starts at 9:30. Thank you, Alicia.
Thanks.
Cool. All right, there you go. Oh, God. All right, we got more on the way. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show. It's Hot Talk, the 80 KFTK. Back after this.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
When you have a broken bone, you don't call the Maytag.
Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
We now come to the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Subject line, savoring a three-way. Rick, this image is forever burned into my mind. And there I was in the throes of three-way loving. It was then girlfriend and her best friend. They looked like, oh, this can't be real. They looked like Kate Winslet and Betty Page, respectively. I mean, seriously, have there ever been two finer looking women in the history of planet Earth than Betty Page and Kate Winslet? Jennifer Connelly in her prime, maybe. Anyway, they were both lying on their backs, side to side, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes on and puts some prurient detail that I cannot read. Anyway, Rick, then I was doing the deed and I stopped for a few minutes. It was during that time that I stopped and realized what I was doing at the moment. That short 5-second pause is chiseled into my brain forever. All other moments pale in comparison. So to all you brothers out there who may get to partake in the double team loving, stop, slow down, and savor the moment. Thanks, Rick. That's Aaron in the city, he says there. Let's see. We've got one more here real quickly. I'm listening to the whole Gabe thing, I'm listening to the whole thing with Gabe, and I'm telling you, the more he talks, the deeper it gets in here, and I don't have any boots. I'm about 99% sure he swiped the plot straight from a softcore porn movie on Showtime last Saturday. Richard Nunn had it dead right about the Pam Anderson to Selma Hayek conversion. If you keep grilling him on details, you'll trip him up. Come on, Gabe, come clean. Stop toying with the 10,000 men living vicariously through you. Don't bring in pictures of two chicks you paid $20 to let them snap your photo of last weekend to try to pass them off like chicks you imagined up. Loyal listener, Chad. Oh, see, so now there's this whole... Well, we don't have any time that way. See, we're done. Now we got to pursue this whole thing to find out if it's... He wouldn't lie about that. That's a violation of
the because you put a lot of pressure on him. What if it fell through and he had to make up something for the moment?
If it fell through, I would have understood. Okay, more tomorrow. We want to thank J-Lo, Jim Roop, Richard Nunn, Gabe and the ladies. Alicia from Barbarella, Matt Winner of the WebPad, Marina Sirtis in her gigantic, ever-expanding ass. The Rick Emerson Show today, produced by the lovely Jolie from the front desk. In the newsroom, it is Tim Riley in the executive producer's chair doing a fine job today. The lovely Sarah Dillon. Like us next, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll see you in 21 hours tomorrow at noon. Be there. As always, do not let the bastards grind you down. Thank you for listening. See you tomorrow. Bye.